Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. Welcome to your extraordinary life. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. It's been forever since I recorded an episode, and I've missed connecting with you. While trying to run into the wild holiness of changes that were happening already, life brought a few more. I hope the old episodes helped you stay centered while I was spinning out. One change since the last episode was that I retired from teaching group yoga classes, bringing an end to 12 years with my local yoga community and the yoga studio I founded and ran. It was a lot, even though I made a conscious decision to let it go. And that, on top of everything else happening, needed me to pull out all of my wellness tools and even expand my healing team. But I am back. Going forward, many My Shamanic Life episodes will still include short yoga sequences, but some will introduce other practices or rituals that may help you realign when you've been turned around by change, whether it was desired or not. If we're going to be the change makers, we need to be able to come out the other side of whatever we've started with both feet on the ground. This episode's practice will be one of those. To reflect on what's changed so far, I've updated my website, debbiephilp.com. The link will be in the show notes, but myshamaniclife.com will also get you there. In addition to virtual shamanic Reiki trainings with level 2 coming up this weekend, October 16th and 17th, I've added online Wheel of the Year ceremonies that we can participate in together, and also virtual hearth circles, which benefit the Olympic Mountain Earth Wisdom Circle, an educational 501c3 whose mission is to preserve Indigenous wisdom. OMEC is the sister organization to Shamanic Reiki Worldwide. I'm a board member, and I'm really proud of the work we're doing. The next virtual ceremony coming up on Monday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is still daylight savings time for us, is for Samhain, which you might know as Halloween or All Souls Day or the Day of the Dead. We gather on Zoom for a guided drum journey, a group divination with one of my animal spirit decks, and an empowering ritual. Please join us. You can register easily at debbiephilp.com. The card that I pulled from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz today was Dragonfly. The Biophilia Foundation calls dragonflies the hawks of the insect world, because they capture their bug prey in flight thanks to extraordinary vision and mid-air maneuvers. Dragonflies have been around for 300 million years, and today the 5,000-plus species are found everywhere but Antarctica. Dragonflies rely on healthy aquatic ecosystems and the associated food chains. So as wetlands degrade and disappear, so do they, making them a valuable indicator of the state of the environment. Symbolically, dragonfly is the master of illusion. Its shimmering, iridescent wings, reflected in the surface of the water, invokes the qualities of your thoughts, shifting, changing, there 1 second and gone. When stuff is shifting fast, it can be hard to hone in on what's real. If you feel lost in the illusion, focusing on your breath can quiet your mind and bring clarity. So I invite you to settle in with me for a breath practice. You'll only need to be seated someplace comfortably, and it doesn't have to be on the floor. But if you're sitting on a chair or on something else, please place your feet flat on the floor. And remember that you're grounded, that you're rooted down, that you're anchored in. And then get a little bit taller through your spine without strain. Relax your shoulders back and down. Lower your chin slightly so your ears come over your shoulders and your crown aligns over your tailbone. And you might close your eyes, or if you think that that will make you go to sleep or you're just not comfortable with your eyes closed, gaze softly down so that your eyes are partially lidded. And let your eyes rest on a focal point without needing to focus on it. Take a soft gaze, which may shift and change like dragonfly's illusions. Even with your eyes closed, you might notice the shifting and changing qualities of the light. Just allow those to be. And then take a deep breath in. Draw in a big breath through your nose and see if you can get it all the way down into your abdomen so that your belly expands, your low back expands, your ribs expand, and then with a nice sigh out through your mouth, let it go. Again, draw a big breath in, bringing it down deep, filling your torso as if you were filling a bottle with water from the bottom to the top. And then with a sigh, let that empty completely. And one more time, big breath in, filling your body from the very base of your pelvis all the way up into the top of your chest, and then let it go. And now bring your lips together lightly, but not your teeth. Imagine that you could slide a piece of paper between the upper and lower teeth. Jaws relaxed. Relax your tongue down into the bottom of your mouth and let the tip of your tongue rest against the back of your front teeth or right at your gum line. Relax your cheeks. Relax the corners of your eyes. Let your hands rest where they're comfortable, in your lap, on your knees, by your sides. Relax your shoulders so your elbows fall against you. Make any last adjustments that you need to so that you can sit quietly, moving as little as possible during the breath practice. And then trust that you will be held by the earth. And take your attention to your breath. And simply notice as you breathe naturally in and out, where the breath lands in your body. Where do you feel a natural expansion and contraction? Or a sense of the breath turning around to head back out again? And let your mind focus on that place as if you could walk into it and feel the breath come and go. As you focus there, you might find that your mind wants to wander. Perhaps a sound in the room is followed. Perhaps physical sensations start to come up. An itch you want to scratch. A little ache. I invite you to not torture yourself. Instead, notice what you can bear easily and let go. And if the only way to let it go is to shift or scratch, then do it. But as soon as you do, come back to your breath. You followed a sound. Drop back into that place where the breath is landing. And then notice where else your thoughts go. Are you reliving the past? Thinking about an event that just happened? Or something from long ago? Are you replaying that event in your mind with the illusion of a different outcome? Let go of the past. What was, what could have been. Your thoughts might also take you to the future. Perhaps they're planning what you're doing later. Perhaps there's a deeper dreaminess to it, and you're seeing the world as it could be. Let those go and come back to the breath. Everything that your mind is thinking, it can think again another time. When you can see those thoughts more clearly, let them go. Come back to the place where the breath is landing. One of the tools that I like to use to quiet my very busy mind is to shift to a counted breath. Setting the inhale and the exhale to a specific length for each. And my mind is then focused on maintaining that length and pattern of breath. It doesn't have time for all the wandering. Now, I would like to lead you through some of that counted breath. Before we begin, deepen your breath. Make space so that we can expand the breath to fill the count. From where the breath lands, on your next inhale, go lower and wider. And slow your exhale down until it's longer than your inhale. Continue to open up your breath, to lengthen, to deepen. When we begin the counted part, you'll be inhaling for a count of four. And then you're going to hold the breath for a count of four. And this is just a nice, easy hold, a pause, really. You don't need to turn your cheeks blue. You don't need to puff them out. You don't need to strain. It's just a pause, a waiting, an allowing of the air that's in your lungs to complete the cycle of releasing its oxygen into you and receiving the carbon dioxide and other toxins out of you. And then we're going to exhale for eight counts. So nice and slow, taking care to control that exhale so that you still have a little bit of breath to release for that eight count. Now, if you're not used to doing this, it can take practice. So I hope you might come back and revisit this podcast episode again and again to keep practicing. So again, it's going to be an inhale for a four count. Take a nice deep breath with that four count. And then we're going to hold the breath for four count. And then you're going to exhale very slowly for an eight count. And I'll be doing the counting. So all that you need to do is listen to my voice and match your breath to it. How's the quality of your breath right now? Have you deepened it? Are you still focused on it? Slow that exhale down. And then to begin with my voice, take another deep breath in and sigh it out. Close your lips and inhale. Two, three, four. Hold your breath very gently. Three, four. And then exhale ever so slowly. Four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale again. Two, three, four. Hold your breath gently, easily. Four. Exhale very slowly. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Again, inhale. Two, three, four. Hold the breath without strain. Three, four. And exhale over the whole eight count. Four, five, six, seven, eight. And inhale. Two, three, four, and hold. Two, three, four. Exhale slowly. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Breathe in, two, three, four, and hold, two, three, four. Breathe out, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Another breath in, two, three, four. Hold the breath gently. Three, four. Exhale slowly. Three, four, five. Let it out slow. Seven, eight. Again, inhale. Two, three, four. Hold the breath. Three, four. Let it out. Nice and slow. Five, six, seven, eight. Again, breathe in. Two, three, four. Hold the breath gently. Three, four. Nice, slow exhale. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Again, breathe in. Four, and hold, just pausing. Four, let it go very slowly, breathing out. Five, six, seven, eight. Once more, breathe in. Two, three, four. Hold on to the breath, just let it be in your lungs. Four, exhale just a little bit at a time over this whole count. Five, six, seven, eight. Now take a deep breath in through your nose. Open your mouth, sigh it out. Bring your lips back together and knot your teeth. Allow your breath to find what is now its natural rhythm. And drop your awareness back into the place where the breath is landing in your body in this moment. It may have changed from earlier. Notice what's changed. And then just let it be. Let your mind rest in the breath. What is the state of your breath in this moment? Is it different than when you started? How about your state of mind? Did your thoughts stay away as we worked through the timed breath? If you found yourself distracted, just allow that to have been your practice for today. Drop again into your breath before you start to analyze that. Notice if now physical sensations begin to arise. Are your ears picking up sounds again? What are your eyes doing? If they're open, have they moved from that place you were gazing? Notice the movement of your eyes. I often find that the movement of my eyes reflects the movement of my mind, my thoughts. If your eyes are closed, there may also be some movement of the eyes, and maybe the light is dancing on that screen inside your eyelids. Simply notice. Are there places in your body where you're noticing fatigue or strain from sitting? Make little adjustments and then see if you can drop back again into the place where your breath lands, as if you were walking into it and have to leave everything else at the door. Simply be with that, noticing. And when you are in the busyness of making change or responding to changes that are making you, remember that the breath can bring you back to center. And it can be as simple as dropping into the place where the breath lands. Without a lot of other effort. What if you did that for 10 seconds? Or 30? Just another tool for your extraordinary life. And I thank you for practicing with me. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.